I'll always respect the trophies most that I have a chance of winning. So whereas your domestic trophies for me are still your absolute bread and butter.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Your colleague is standing by there live from Paris.
Aisling, good morning to you.
What sort of chat have I come in on here?
Would you be booing Declan Rice? Need I ask?
No.
You wouldn't. Good.
No, I don't. I think you're right, Adrian. Like, I don't think I would ever do that at a sporting event. Like, I understand the whole crack of it all, but no, I think you're dead right with your kids as well. You wouldn't like to see that, but no, I get you, Shane. A nice top. I'm a fan of the old old school Umbro.
In fairness, some of the comment booing is regressive. Says Sean O'Donoghue.
To be fair now, he is. I can tell by Shane. I've been working alongside him here long enough to know that he's second guessing his life choices.
No, absolutely not. It would actually probably make me boo twice as loud.
Oh wow!
Out of pure dog ignorance. But I won't be at the match. I'll actually be in studio here on Saturday afternoon, so I won't actually get the chance to get involved in any booing. So I will not be booing Declan Rice, but that's only because I won't be there.
Aisling, it's one of the last times Friday I'll be talking to you. One of the last dispatches, let's say, from Paris. It's been a brilliant couple of weeks. Not over yet, of course. But talk to us about Roisin Urine's 100-meter breaststroke final last night. Felt there was sort of shades of Daniel Whiffen about it in her comments afterwards about maybe being a little bit distracted and a bit too excited. Actually, I think was the words that she used about what had happened previously.
Yeah, I was there at the La Défense Arena. So Roisin was fourth place in the 100-meter breaststroke. She finished at a time of 1:19.16. Really good start to the race. She took off the blocks first and she battled hard. And on the turn for the last 50, she was still in fourth position, but just couldn't move herself up to the podium position. And look, she's had a really busy week as well. Like, she's coming away from her second Paralympic Games with two medals. Silver in the 100-meter backstroke, bronze in the 200-meter individual medley as well. So she's a lot to be proud of. But yeah, she's definitely someone who expects more from herself. And she said that straight afterwards when we spoke to her. She said, "Look, I'm disappointed at the moment, but you know, eventually I will look back at these games as being success. But I know that I'm so capable of so much more." And she's just one of those athletes that, you know, you're going to hear a hell of a lot more about Roisin Urine in the years to come. And she can be, I think, maybe a little bit hard on herself because, you know, it's incredible what she has done. And even just speaking to her after about vision impaired kids, being able to look up to her now and what she's achieved, and for the likes of Katie George as well, it's incredible to see. You've Orla Comerford as well. So, yeah, it was a hard one for her to take last night, but I think maybe even today it might settle in that, like, she's gone away now from the games with two medals, which is absolutely brilliant.
I saw your piece yesterday about the powerful women and the powerful visually impaired women after the gold with Katie George and Levy and Linda Kelly. You were at that yesterday and you're back at the Velodrome, I think, again today.
Yes, I'm heading back. So we're back out on the road today. So it's the Paracycling Road. So you have Ronan Grimes, who is up first. And then we're going to have Katie George and Levy and Linda Kelly, her pilot, who, of course, won that gold medal, which is amazing to see. So they're back out in that road race, which is a very, very good chance that we could see them take another medal away. Josephine Heelan and Eve McChrystal is out in that same race as well. And also then we have Aaron Shorten in the Para-Athletics. He's in the 1500-meter final, and we've got para-equestrian happening as well. So you have Sarah Slattery, you have Michael Murphy, Katie Corhoran, and, of course, as well this morning, first out is Barry McClements in the swimming, the 100-meter fly final, so that should be very good to see. But, yeah, back to the road for me today. It's about an hour and a half outside of the centre of Paris, so it's a good little jaunt out, but the weather is a lot better today. It was lashing rain yesterday, so it should be nice, and it'll be amazing to see them all in action again. The course is very, very tricky. Katie George spoke to me about that 2 days ago when she was out. She said it's a very tricky course. There was a few scary moments, but hopefully they get round safe and sound today, and fingers crossed for another Irish medal.
Actually, I'll be honest, I wasn't aware of the challenges that Katie George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly had faced in the last certainly year or two, between collarbones and COVID and concussion. Like, considering what they've gone through and obviously the unfamiliarity in terms of bringing in a new pilot, we know Eve McChrystal has been with Kitty George for so much time. But all those challenges they face only highlights the brilliance of this achievement even more.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like Katie George with her seventh Paralympic medal is just an amazing sentence to be able to say. And even when I did say it to her after the race, you know, she was taken back a bit that, wow, I've actually made this happen. Everything that she has gone through, as you've said, Shane, and then Linda Kelly to step into Eve McChrystal's shoes and to join up with her. And she didn't have an easy season either. She's had injuries. She had COVID then when she came back from injury. And, you know, that sort of put a step back on their training. Then you had Katie George with her collarbone. She shattered it at the start of May. And here she is at the Paralympics competing at the highest level. And, you know, two medals in her back pocket so far. It's been an incredible journey. And even if you think of Katie George and Levy and Eve McChrystal and the partnership they've had over the last 10 years, it's been just really has been amazing to watch. And I think they will go down as probably one of the best partnerships we've seen in Irish sport. And Katie George now with her seventh medal, she definitely has to go down as one of the greatest Irish sports people. She's just has had an amazing career. And I've no doubt that today there could be a chance for another medal. And the form that she's in, the condition that she's in, there's a very good chance.
I've really enjoyed the Paralympics and a lot of the coverage of it, the wheelchair rugby, particularly the goal ball, which was not something, listen, I'm sure I've seen it before and then I've just totally wiped from it. Brilliant sport, and I want to talk about it a bit again before we wrap up. It's brilliant thing
what's
to watch.
The,
I'd actually
ball?
Love to give it a bash. Goal ball is basically all players are blindfolded. They have eye covers on and then they have masks over their eyes, and it's 3v3. Sort of squash badminton court sizes, except for the goal is the full width of the pitch, and the ball is about the size of a soccer ball, softer, with a couple of small bells inside it, and you take a run, and then you obviously can't see anything. They use the goalpost for sort of orientation, see exactly where they are, to feel exactly where they are, and then whoosh the ball up the other end of the pitch, and then the three have to sort of lie across the goal and try to anticipate where the ball is going to go, and then get ahead of it, get Jeez. In front of it and stop from going in. And the game between Ukraine and Japan, I think it was last night, the men's final, went to sudden death. It was golden goal, so it ended 3-3 after normal time and went to golden goal, which is very unfair. They have two halves of 3 minutes each and then it goes to golden goal. Thought it was very unfair. Anyway, Japan won it. But you know what? My main thought was, I'd love to give this a bash. And then you had the swimming, and I was watching some of it last night, and I know we're in action again in the pool again today, Aisling, but there was one category where the leading swimmers in it were arm amputees and had to go full pelt, and they were going full pelt at the wall with their head. It was an incredible feat of bravery and dynamism. Incredible thing. The highlights for you, more importantly, who've been out there watching all this for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I definitely want to try and go to the blind football. That is on my list. The stadium looks incredible. It's just under the Eiffel Tower. So that is on my list to go and see. Obviously, as you said, the swimming has been amazing. Probably for me, though, I would say the paratriathlon has to be up there. Like, it's a 750 swim, 20-kilometre bike, the 5-kilometre run. And I think just in general, just as an event, it's amazing to watch. But to see swimmers that have their guides with them, they're vision impaired and they have their guides with them, they're getting out of the water, you know, they're going through their transition to get onto their bike. Very, very difficult. And then you have also in other classifications, you have athletes getting out of the water. And as you said, they might, you know, different limbs, they might be missing and they're putting on the prosthetic leg and they're strapping that on as they get out of the water to go into their transition, to get onto their bike and then to jump off the bike and onto their into their run. It was just incredible to watch. And I got a really good position actually as well. I got in where the photographers were actually situated. I don't know how I got in there, but I managed to get myself in there and I had a great look at it all. And I definitely came away thinking, absolutely incredible. It's definitely one of my highlights. I love to watch the triathlon anyway. It's a great event, but the paratriathlon exceeded all expectations. It was, amazing to watch.
Aisling, you've really enjoyed your coverage over the last couple of weeks. You have a couple of days to go yet, so don't take the foot off the gas. Thanks,
Mike. I won't, Adrian. Thanks so much.
Good on you.
See
Aisling,
you later.
Aisling there from Paris.
I'll always respect the trophies most that I have a chance of winning. So whereas your domestic trophies for me are still your absolute bread and butter.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.